Now, with respect to responsibility. In a traditional society, the motif I want, which we call, using a Freudian term, the id, the impulse just of the organic nature, has to be civilized, has to be disciplined in terms of a thou shalt. And that's exactly what happens in infancy. Child doesn't know how to behave either for the social good or for his own good. He put his finger in the fire. So, father says, no, no. Daddy says, no, no. Mother and daddy become the symbols of authority. So we have these two images of the mother and father that are ingrained in the child's mind, what are called imprints. They are imprinted. How are we going to get those out? How are we going to get the child to realize, I am that? Well, the normal mode of responsibility is this, of simply accepting the thou shalts of the society and becoming a member of the social group doing what one ought to do. In the traditional societies, that is all that is required of an adult, that he should shift his center of gravity from id to what Freud called the superego. Then at a certain moment in life, a point I want to make is that the superego is always in terms of this society, that society, this society, not just any old society, but a specific society to which the individual belongs. This gets built into it. To use the Freudian formula, I think it's absolutely wonderful in this context. The child has a wish. The parent prohibits the wish. The parent is the one who represents the obstacle. Now, the tension between the wish and the prohibition, we call it the plus and the minus, cannot be maintained by a child. A child can't endure frustration very long, and a good parent will give the child something else to think about. Here's something to play with that. Well, the wish is still there, and the prohibition is still there. The child has been distracted. The adult no longer thinks of this. Nevertheless, the wish is still there, and the prohibition with it. That goes out of consciousness and is in what the Freudians called the unconscious. So that in the unconscious are these forgotten, rejected, repressed wishes, every single one of them associated with a taboo, with a don't do it. This is the ambivalence, again, of infancy. This is called introjection. The introjecting of a social taboo. And the one after another of these associated with a whole series of wishes is what in theological language is called conscience. Conscience is built in by the society, according to this view. It differs from one society to another. But please remember that these taboos are for children, not for adults. And the problem of dissolving these taboos and getting a release from them is one of the problems going over this threshold. Freud is extremely valuable in this crisis.